Welcome to the forum on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. Right now, I am pleased to be joined by State Trooper Jeremy Nairn with Illinois State Police District 18 in Litchfield. Thank you, Jeremy, for joining me today. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
No problem having you back. It was a pleasure to talk to you last time. This time around, we're talking a little bit of a different subject, but still with regards to safety, as we are officially in prom season, as many high school proms have either some have either happened or there are some coming up this weekend or in the next few weeks. And we know that is an issue, driver safety with prom, because we want students to remain as careful as they can be, but it can be a dangerous time.
That is very true. I went to Northwestern High School, and we did a mock crash, and we had Arch there. We had the fire departments there. They demonstrated an extrication. We have Macoupin County Sheriff's Department there, trying to just make an impact on the importance of driving safe during the prom season and making good decisions.
Do you go to a lot of the schools in the district to tell them about prom safety?
I do. Actually, I guess I'm kind of all-encompassing. I go discuss driver's ed education, discuss distracted driving, the negative effects of drinking and driving. So I guess all year, in a way, I'm trying to prepare them for prom. And then when prom approaches, we try to get more of our message out there and be more direct with it to hopefully curb some behavior.
Sure. What would that message be that you're trying to get out there?
The message is, hey, we understand that you're only young once, but bad decisions can have negative consequences for the rest of your life. So go out, have fun, enjoy your youth, but make wise decisions so you can grow old. And so that's what we try to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. So again, as we said, a few of the proms have already happened. You do have a number or a list of the proms that are still coming up, though.
We do. Some of the proms coming up, like Brussels High School is May 4th. Some of the ones closer to the area, Litchfield High School is going to be May 4th. Hillsborough is also May 4th. Lincolnwood is May 4th. And Nokomis is April 27th. So those are the ones close to our area that will probably be live and ready to go.
Right. We know the state police during holidays will have, I don't know what the term would be, but they'll boost enforcement and observation on Illinois roadways. Is that something they do during prom season as well?
Well, during prom season, I'm the safety education officer, so I work hand in hand with the schools, and I try to be really proactive. So this year, I did a list of all the high school proms in our district. I put that out to the district level, so that way they know what's going on, so we can increase our presence in certain areas to make sure the roadways are safe for everyone traveling.
Sure. And obviously, you really stress the importance of making wise decision and being safe with students. But those who are not students or attending prom also have to be on their guard during this season as well.
That is true. I mean, I don't have a teenager yet, but he's quickly aging, and I guess I'm aging too. But everybody's going to be really busy with just preparing for prom. You know, everyone might be a little distracted, even the adults, because it's an exciting time for their child, and it's a family event in most cases. So kind of like the holidays, we just probably need to take a deep breath, slow down, and just kind of pay attention to what we're doing so we all make it there safely.
I'm joined by State Trooper Jeremy Nairn with District 18 in Litchfield. We're talking about prom safety, and one of the focuses on prom safety is not to drink and drive, and obviously we want to stress that message, but also just distracted driving in general, because we're in the age of technology and cell phones are so prevalent that we really want to encourage people not to be on their phones while they're driving.
That is true. Distracted driving kills 10 drivers nationwide every single day. So that's something, one life is too many, and we're trying our part to try to crack down on distracted driving. It doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. People are guilty of whatever age of distracted driving, whether it be messing with your radio, live streaming your music. So we all need to be attentive and pay attention to what we're doing. And also, drivers who text when behind the wheel more than double their odds of being involved in a crash. So that's if we're gambling, that would be great, but we're gambling with our life, and everyone wants to make it. And so we need to maybe change our behavior.
Right. I mean, you may be sober, but when you pick up a phone, I mean, it's probably no different than being intoxicated.
Well, I guess I'll date myself probably, but I came on when I was 22 years old with the state police. And so I came on in 2001. And prior to that, I was a local police officer. But when you were behind certain people and they were unable to maintain their lane, you're like, oh, wow, I probably have somebody under the driving under the influence. Well, now you get behind someone and now it's either driving under the influence or on their cell phone or distracted driving. So actually, the two have the same, the principles are the same. Yeah. You can tell between a DUI, someone under the influence, or you can tell between distracted driving. They both have a hard time holding their lane, and they're weaving in and out. They're maybe coming head on to other traffic. So it's evolved and changed since I first came on. Now I'm in my 18th year, so it's, you know, technology is a good thing, but also we have to be responsible with that technology.
Did you ever think, this might be a foolish question, but did you ever think around that time when you started that cell phones would be such a hazard with cars?
I did not. I guess I'm also, again, dating myself. Only reason I got a cell phone because when I became a trooper at 22 years old, I'm like, well, if I have any questions and I'm working midnights, I need to at least have a cell phone. And that was prior to now cell phones are more like a computer. You have anything at your fingertips. There, you just talked on the phone, and that was it, which can be distracting even if it is hands-free. But now the technology just exploded and created some issues that we're trying to get a hold of, I guess, put our hands around it and make it better.
Right. I know we're talking problem safety, but we're on the subject of cell phones right now. I do want to bring this up. I spoke to he was the former commander of the Litchfield District, William Kenny Guard.
Yes.
He spoke to me one time and said, kind of like what you were saying, yeah, you may have the phone in your hands. It's on speakerphone. It doesn't matter. That's still a distraction because it's not hands-free.
Yes, and the law strictly written where if you have a cell phone in your hand, that is no longer hands-free. Regardless if you're just glancing or whatever, you can actually be written a ticket for that because it is hands-free means hands-free.
Right.
And also, another thing I have is drivers who use in-vehicle technology like voice-based and touchscreen functions can be distracted for more than 40 seconds when completing tasks like programming, navigation, or sending text messages. Mm. So when you're removing your eyes from the road for just 2 seconds, it doubles the risk of your crash. So sometimes we get focused on phones, and rightfully so, but there's so much other technology that we have. My vehicle has internet. I never thought I would need internet in a vehicle, but that creates other issues.
Yeah.
So
I guess one thing to combat that would be if you absolutely must, the best way to handle that would be pull over somewhere. I mean, get somewhere safely and pull over if you absolutely have to get on your phone.
Yes, and some people pull over. I would caution people. Yes, you need to pull over, but be mindful of where you're pulling over. I would imagine that when you're on the interstate, pulling over on the shoulder, yes, you could do that. However, your chances of getting in a crash are greatly increased. Yeah. So why don't you drive to the next exit and get off there or go to a parking lot off that exit, somewhere safe. So
right. We
appreciate you pulling over on the side of the road to use your phone, but you are putting yourself at risk.
Exactly. We're joined by State Police Trooper Jeremy Nairn with District 18 in Litchfield, talking a little bit about prom safety and the way students as well as the general public can remain safe during this season. Do you have some statistics about prom and what can happen exactly?
You know, I haven't really looked at any of the statistics as far as prom. I'm trying to get from my PIO section to get some maybe statistics that are in our area for prom season.
Well, I know it's kind of hard to gauge because it's not one date. It's over multiple months even.
Yes. So, but I know like one of the things that the traffic crashes are the leading cause of death among young people ages 15 to 20. So that's throughout the year. And also nearly one in five licensed 16-year-olds are in a vehicle crash. And their fatality rate is roughly 3 to 5 times that of drivers in their 30s, 40s, or 50s. So those are very important facts. And then you put together with excitement of prom and, you know, trying to have fun but be responsible. I imagine that number during the time frame of a couple months is probably even increased, unfortunately.
Right. We've become so used to driving vehicles, and it's become such a routine that I don't think we stop and realize that, hey, these are still machines going at a high rate of speed, and that can be very dangerous.
That is very true. And, you know, when you're young, you think you know, when I was young, I'm guilty myself, I knew way more than my parents.
Oh, absolutely.
And now that I have my own child, I'm like, wow, they were a lot smarter than I thought they were. So I guess it's part of growing up and maturing, I guess.
We're joined by State Trooper Jeremy Nairn with State Police District 18 in Litchfield. Was there anything else you wanted to mention regarding prom safety or anything else that we had not touched on yet?
Well, I think one thing I'd just like to kind of go over, and I know we're kind of repeating it a lot.
It's an important message.
Nighttime driving, the per mile crash rate for teenage drivers is 3 times higher after 9 p.m. during the day. This is because the task of driving at night is more difficult. They may have less experience, or they may be outdriving their ability because they're inexperienced. So nighttime driving creates its own problems, and a lot of students will be out driving at night, so that's one thing to take consideration. You know, drive within your ability, you know, make sure you're abiding by the graduated driving law and doing those things that will keep you safe.
Probably a good idea to make sure all of your lights are functioning correctly, too, before you go out driving in the nighttime, because that creates another problem.
That is very true, and one thing I'd like to be mindful of. Also, we have prom season. You know, we've been discussing Scott's Law, rightfully so. We've lost two troopers of the Illinois State Police because of Scott's Law, and they could be avoided. Another topic, farm safety. We're going into farmers being on the roadway, slow-moving vehicles. So if we could just be mindful of sharing the roadway with them and being respectful and kind of just being patient and let them get where they need to get to.
And drive a safe distance behind those vehicles if you can't get around them.
Yes, the 3-second rule really pays off, especially if you're too close. You can't see around for oncoming traffic if you are going to be passed in a passing zone. Just because the tractor is going 20 miles per hour doesn't give you the right to pass them unless you are in a passing zone. All those laws, you're still required to abide by the laws that we have in place.
Right. Yeah, it is still a moving vehicle, so the laws do apply.
Yes, and I know the weather is going to be changing here. We'll be quickly moving into Motorcycle Awareness Month in May. Right now we're at distracted driving, so we've been really trying to focus on distracted driving. So we're out there trying to make a difference and make the roadways safe for the motoring public.
Absolutely. Jeremy Nairns, Illinois State Police Trooper with District 18 in Litchfield. Thanks again for coming in, and good luck this season. Hopefully you don't have too much work, because that means people are being safe.
Thank you very much.
And that's going to do it for this edition of The Forum. Be sure to tune in next time. But until then, this is David Jenkins saying so long.